Bring the mic over here. Hello, everybody. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. We're going to look ahead to AFC-NFC Championship Sunday and also talk about head coaching vacancies and maybe some things that are going on, some considerations there. By the time you hear this, some of the jobs may or may not be filled. Always take that into consideration. Get to that in a moment. I just want to remind you that Bill Curry Ford is there. When you are in the market for a new vehicle, it can be either a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a make and model that's not necessarily a Ford that's on the Bill Curry Ford lot in the current inventory that you can even look at online. Before I chose a 2018 Ford Escape from their pre-owned inventory, I did look at some other makes and models. In the end, I sat down with Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, and he accepted my trade of a 2014 Ford Focus in exchange for a 2018 Ford Escape. As part of the deal, I was very happy with the process, and I would love to put you in front of Sean Sullivan if you have a vehicle to trade or not in getting into a new vehicle, whether it's a new Ford, a pre-owned Ford, or something else on the Bill Curry Ford lot in their pre-owned inventory. How do you get in front of the general manager of Bill Curry Ford? Well, you call Grace Thomas at Bill Curry Ford. You tell her you're a listener of mine and you would like the same car buying experience that I had, and she will book you time with Sean Sullivan and it will move swimmingly from there. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Also, I want to thank Brandon Legal Group for their continued support, not only of podcasts, but of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XL. It's our 40th event. It's our sixth installment of Good versus Evil. For golf information, you can email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Jeremy of Brandon Legal Group will be out there helping me inflict some evil treatment on my golfers. Nine holes are set up in an evil fashion. Nine holes are set up in a good fashion. It's a fun tournament. Jeremy and Sean and so many nice people at Brandon Legal Group have supported my golf tournaments for years. And all they want me to do as a non-attorney spokesperson is remind you that they serve the greater Tampa Bay area and they are a full-service law firm. And full-service can mean many things. Among them, child support adjustment, post-judgment, family law, divorce. Free consultation will answer your legal questions as to whether or not full service handles your legal need. 844-4BOG-4ME, 844-4BOG-4ME, or click the box to request a free consultation at BrandonLegalGroup.com, your full service law firm. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. At ToddWright2121, Twitter and Instagram. As we speak, Thursday lunchtime, the five head coaching vacancies are still vacant. It feels like Denver, Carolina, maybe Indy are getting close. But I'm also wondering just how much of a factor one of these Eagles coordinators and their true availability is when it comes to some of the available jobs. In the end, one of those Eagles coordinators could be filling one of these five vacancies. So I'm wondering how that affects the process as the Eagles are in the NFC Championship game and could be heading to their second Super Bowl in 6 years. Independent of that, I mean, Frank Reich may end up with the Carolina job instead of Steve Wilks. It doesn't look like Kellen Moore is going to have it. Certainly doesn't feel like Ken Dorsey's going to get it. There seem to be more questions about whether or not the Bills took a step back with Dorsey after Dable, considering the Bills lose in the divisional round for the second year in a row and not in very memorable fashion, unlike last year where they lost in overtime to the Kansas City Chiefs. Arizona, your guess is as good as mine. I'm thinking either Vance Joseph or Brian Flores for that job. But again, just my opinion. I'm waiting on Houston, where I've thought all along that the previous defensive coordinator, who didn't want to be the interim coach in Denver when they fired Hackett, might be the choice of the Texans. Evero, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, would be a worthwhile choice for Houston if he wants that job. He has interviewed for other jobs. He will have other opportunities. D'Amico Ryan certainly factors in a lot of this, the current defensive coordinator of the Niners. I just wonder if Ryan's will be convinced to wait, which maybe Sean Payton's going to do also, because Ryan's could potentially be the top guy in Tennessee with Vrabel on a short leash next year based on who Tennessee hired as their new general manager. You have to sort of follow that when it comes to potential head coaching opportunities. Dan Quinn's in the mix both in Denver and in Indianapolis. Jerry Jones would hate to lose him, I think is fighting to keep him. But if Dan Quinn wants to be a head coach again, looks like he's going to have an opportunity to do that, either with Denver or with Indianapolis. We'll wait and see. I do wonder, as it relates to Dan Quinn, D'Amico Ryans, potentially the defensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles, in the end, are these guys, because they have a defensive background, hurt by the recent trend of head coaches with offensive backgrounds having more success in the NFL? This year, all four head coaches playing for a conference championship have an offensive background. Last year, all four head coaches of teams playing for a conference championship, offensive background. Previous year, three of four. Only exception was Sean McDermott of the Bills with an offensive background. And other than McDermott, none in the final eight this year. So are head coaches with a defensive background, I'm not going to say a thing of the past because everything is cyclical, but is that not the best path to winning and competing for a championship? It doesn't appear that's the case right now, and that the phrase defense wins championships is outdated. It simply doesn't apply, and you could argue it doesn't apply in more sports other than just pro football, based on what we've seen across the board and even in college football as well. So is it, you know, many people talk about how this is a quarterback-driven league. I think it's as much an offensive-driven league where you need a quarterback to lead that particular offense. So that's where we're at on the coaching front. A lot of teams looking for coordinators. Some will just be making parallel moves as it relates to coordinators. New England's already made their choice with Bill O'Brien. The Jets have made their choice with Nathaniel Hackett, which it feels like we're going down the road again of will Aaron Rodgers follow Hackett wherever he goes, or is that the plan? It didn't work out in Denver. I don't know if that's the plan for the New York Jets as it relates to Aaron Rodgers potentially going there just because Hackett was hired as the OC. I think there's a lot more to it than that. At least Aaron Rodgers would have a big-time rookie running back and a big-time rookie wide receiver. And the Jets did a number of good things last year and clearly were missing a quarterback to be a playoff team. All right, so speaking of the playoffs, I could make the argument easily. Any of the four remaining teams could win this weekend. Any of the four remaining teams are worthy as a Super Bowl champion. But you don't want to hear that. You actually want an opinion one way or the other. I'll just keep coming back to something I have said for months, that the Eagles and the Bengals, to me, at full strength, namely with Jalen Hurts under center for the Eagles looked like the best teams in their respective conference. I had been telling friends of mine that I thought the Bengals were undervalued for a while. I even suggested a couple of times in one of the regular radio appearances that I make around the country that the Bengals could finish the year on a double-digit win streak. You know, when you really look at it, none of these teams have done a lot of losing if you just factor in the Jalen Hurts being under center for the Eagles. Yeah, they lost two games without him under center. With him under center, the Eagles have lost one game all year. One. With Jalen Hurts under center, they've lost one game all year. The Bengals haven't lost a game since Halloween. The Niners actually got taken behind the woodshed, ironically, by the Chiefs in Santa Clara, but that was over 2 months ago. So there's been, you know, there's a lot of dynamics here. But in the end, I think the Eagles and the Bengals have done enough this year to show you that they are Super Bowl worthy. Some intangibles seem to be working for the Eagles against the Niners. That they had an extra week off. And then even this week, they had an extra day off because they played Saturday as opposed to the Niners playing on Sunday. They don't have to travel cross-country. The Niners do. Sure, Hurts hasn't been in this situation before, but he's not a rookie quarterback. Brock Purdy is a rookie quarterback. There's a lot to like about the Niners, but I just think the Eagles have more going for them. And the Bengals are a feisty bunch. For as much as I love and respect that the Chiefs have done the unprecedented in hosting five straight AFC Championship games, the previous 4 years, that's gotten them one Super Bowl title. I have a feeling it's going to stay at one. Mahomes isn't 100%. You know, I don't know if Jalen Hurts is 100%, but I think he's a lot closer to 100% than Mahomes is and a lot less limited than Mahomes is. I believe in Chad Henne, but I don't know I believe in him enough to say that Chad Henne leading the Chiefs or that they would even go with that would be enough against this Cincinnati Bengal group. And I do fall back on, I worry that the Bengals' offensive line at some point will cost them. But those backups on the right side played great a week ago against the Buffalo Bills, albeit the Bills have been trying to solve their defensive line problems with first or second round draft picks for the last 3 years and haven't been able to do it. But, you know, I think about the Chiefs are very young in the secondary. And defensively, I just don't know that that's a shutdown unit. And if you really need to stop Joe Burrow, I don't know that you have the group that can do it, especially when Burrow has Chase and Higgins and Boyd and Hurst and Mixon. It just seems like more than the Chiefs could potentially handle. So, for what it's worth, I'm thinking we might have a Cincinnati-Philadelphia Super Bowl 57. We'll see how it ultimately plays out. You can send me your thoughts at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. We'll talk to you next time.